Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show at the Edge Point of View. You can listen to or download any one of my 175 or so shows on my website at bruceallen.com. Just go to the radio show tab and you can right-click and listen or right-click and download or left-click and play. I'm not sure what, but you click. You know, listening to that last commercial from my brother-in-law, Jeffrey Lee, and he talks about how he can make you look better naked. It made me sort of laugh out loud. Also made me think of a special friend who doesn't need any help looking better naked. And I bet she knows who she is. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad is Done with Golf. And the new is Beauty and the Beast, a skiing video. I am so excited. I am done with golf for now, and I am so ready to go skiing. Today we talked about teen suicide, and that will be the topic at Dad Chat tonight. So for the live listeners, please join us. And for those that are listening delayed, it will be available on a transcript, and Dad Chat is every Thursday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. The other topic was about rescuing our kids and being overprotective. And I think there's an incredible irony that I put out in the column. And I'm going to read this to you only because I really want to get this right. And this is a paragraph in the column I wrote this week. And it says as follows: I will declare here and now that I believe today's younger generation has it harder than my own generation did. The economy is worse. College on every level is much worse, from getting into a good college to the quality of the education. Primary education is close to a total disaster. And the breakdown of the traditional family, especially in some groups, has been horrible for our kids. This all adds up to a perfect storm of challenges and involved parents face, from the extreme peer pressure exerted on all ages of kids via social media to the very real job and income issues everyone faces, but more so for that age group that is just getting started. So the irony is coddling our kids, overprotecting them in today's environment, is actually hurting them more now than maybe it might have been in a previous generation where opportunities were greater. So what we need to do is not coddle them. We need to teach them how to take care of business, how to be responsible. Now, one way to learn how to do that is not do what our president does, not take responsibility. I mean, if you watched his press conference today, it was pathetic. But I'm not a political commentator, so we'll not do that. Teach your kids to be independent. Be by their side if they're in trouble at school, but don't rescue them. Let them take the consequences if they earned it. And usually they have earned the consequences when you're called into school for a problem that your darling boy or girl has done. Don't rescue them. So this was really quite a show that will be, I think, equally moving. I want to thank my support team, First the Unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, who's been doing this show alone in the studio as I am Skyping it from home. And it's kind of fun to do that. I get to sit in my home office, and even though I love Santa Barbara, I don't have to drive up there and deal with that. So I occasionally am Skyping the show. And I want to thank my cheerleader and chief station manager for KZAM 1290 Les Carroll. And most of all, I want to thank you for joining my show and remind you, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.